No matter what's on your plate or your mind this holiday season, the UPS Store wants to help. With our pack and ship guarantee, we're helping gifts arrive safely to guarantee more.
They know me so well. Picture perfect gifts.
We're helping guarantee more smiles with our pack and ship guarantee. If we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Stop by your local The UPS Store for holiday help shipping holiday gifts. Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Products, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
It emerged that the government has spent close to €500,000 on campaigns over the past 13 months to try and attract construction workers back home from abroad, from the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, to try and plug the skills gap shortage that exists here at the moment. And these big advertisements, they're posted on billboards, they're on social media, and the taglines read, "You've built Sydney, now come and build back home." Martin is with me on the line today from Kilkenny. Martin, you're a plumber. Are these flashy campaigns what's required to try and attract tradespeople back to Ireland?
Well, Andrew, it's one thing trying to attract people back to Ireland, but where are they going to live? You know, the government going to give them houses to live in. Say if 10,000 people came back, where are they going to live, like? And the cost of living here has gone to the roof. So, like, they're having probably much better. I know people in Australia, they have a good life, good weather, terms or conditions are good, the houses are good. So why would you come back to Ireland? Because they're still leaving Ireland, sure. I know people are still leaving Ireland, yeah. Getting out of here. Leaving, it's gone. And what I can't understand is, like, before the budget, the government, they went, everyone was talking about the cost of living and the price of groceries and everything. And what's the government doing in the budget? Put up the price of fuel. And fuel is what the trucks use to deliver the stuff to the shopping centres, so they're going to have to put the prices up again. It's like, what kind of a shower of clowns do I have running the country? They're more basic common sense, like. And then they put on this carbon tax. Another rip-off.
The reasons was around the fuel is, you know, obviously given the current climate situation and constantly talking about that along with the housing crisis. But there's loads of other reasons you think won't bring our tradesmen and women back to Ireland, Martin.
No. Now, the cost of living is too dear. Ireland now is a very expensive country to live in. So people that have left will not come back. I know people actually came back. They came here from Australia 2 years ago. They bought a house out there where I'm living and they're selling up again. They're going back to Australia. They said it's way too expensive. They can't afford it.
Mm. The younger guys or girls working with you, like, is that what they're talking about? They're talking about moving out to Australia, New Zealand?
Yeah, some are talking about getting out here because it's just like they'll never be able to own the house. Never. Like, I wouldn't like to be starting out now again. I wouldn't be able to afford a house. It's crazy the price of the houses. And what's screwing it all up, you see, is I shows up to buy houses. Why it's been allowed is the price of land that's zoned for housing. They'll have the owner and sits on it for a couple of years, wait for the price to go up. Like, the price of land should be brought down to maybe 10,000 an acre. And that way
been that's a big issue.
And then, of course, the government are taking too much off the top as well. You know?
Clement Herron is with us too, Martin, on the line today. Clement, you're in the real estate business in Portlaoise. €500,000, close to €500,000 advertising campaigns in the States and Australia. Is that what will bring the workers home?
I don't think that'll work. And I think it's only a drop in the ocean. What will bring workers home is, we'll say, allowing them to keep some of the money that they earn. It's a bit of nanny statism, you know, that they're coming back maybe with a few bob saved up and then they don't qualify for the help to buy because they've been abroad for the last few years. So, you know, they need to, we'll say, be allowed to earn money here and not give away. Like, if a guy is earning decent money, he's going to be giving half of it away on tax. That's what's really slaughtering them. But the other thing that they have to realise is it's nearly a rite of passage. You know, somebody with 19 or 20 years old, they want to go and get this that itch and get over there and see what's going on in New York or Sydney or... I have a son in Vancouver. You know, it's something that they want to do anyway. It's an adventure, and fair play to them. They want to go. The best luck to them, and they're great lads to do it. Some of them, then they get into a relationship when they're over there, and disappointing for the mammies and the daddies. They don't come home, or they get a really good life over there. But the best luck to them. The Irish have been doing that for centuries. Mm. To bring them back home, I really feel that our tax regime is what they're saying, holy, oh, that's great money, that's great money. Bottom right-hand corner, is that all I have left? Oh, wow, I couldn't manage
on that. That's the take-home packet.
Like, we talked about the cost of living in New York, or, listen, the cost of living here is not high compared to those cities. Believe me, if you're paying $5 for half a dozen eggs, you'll know all about it when you're in New York.
Yeah, but I imagine your son in Vancouver is probably paying big rent there too, Clement.
He is paying big rent, yeah, and he worked away there when he was out there. He'd done a bit of everything. Now he's gone to college over there. So, you know, it's an education as part of their development. I think, you know, it doesn't do them any harm. But to get them home, but the cost of living is not that much dearer here than it is in those big cities. And certainly it's not as expensive as it is in Australia. But the ability to save a few bob, the amount of tax that they have to pay when they just get their head above what's an average industrial wage, and then they start paying nearly half their money out in tax and social charges, and the government just, they take too much from them, and then they come back and they compete with somebody who's been paying tax, and it's great that they get their tax back. But I heard it talked about this morning that it was free money. It's not. People earn the money, they pay the tax, they're trying to get it back when they're trying to buy a house. Why don't they do something like that for lads that are out there? Okay, if you come back with a lump sum, we'll match it, we'll do something for you, we'll help you out, because they're going to be contributors. We're older, we're going to be retiring, and we need them to come back.
Well, we're sure, all these houses we need, all these 20-30 housing targets, I should have no one to build these houses.
No one to build the houses because there's nobody can buy the houses. It's
20 years ago,
isn't it?
In Australia, yeah. Clement, like when all of my friends were leaving here when the country hit the downturn in 2007 and 2008, and the Australian government did up this lovely big elaborate list, and they said, here's the occupations from A to Z of all of the different people that we want. If you fill these jobs, you'll fast track visas, you're into Australia. Like, you'd have to ask why we're not doing something similar.
We should be doing something similar to that and allowing them to earn a bit more money. We need, and I don't know exactly where the shortages are, but there's certainly shortages in construction across all professions. There's probably a shortage of real good people in the medical profession.
Yeah,
but
you mentioned that, the medical profession, I think, have we Ray O'Sullivan, I think, is with us on the line. Ray, you're a doctor. You lived in Australia for 4 years. Is that right?
That's right. Australia is an amazing place for the Irish to be. We're accepted as one of their own. It's fantastic. But I think the big thing, Andrea, is Australia hasn't had a recession in 40 years. They've had economic growth year on year for 40 years. Asia woke up, it became a big market for them. They've made lots of money. Any of us going out there, we don't have to worry about an economic downturn. They do it right. So even just the day-to-day living out there, sure, it might be expensive in Sydney and Melbourne, equivalent to Dublin, but you know there won't be a downturn there. Now, I might be wrong on that one. I'm not an economist.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a big, bright future in Australia. In Ireland, there's doubt. Will we get it wrong again? So would you come home to that? That's a tough one. And a lot of my colleagues in healthcare, gosh, we're all migrating out there again. Better standards, better quality of life. You don't have to work every hour that God sent. They recognize your time. And the other beauty, and I think this is happening to the construction workers, unfortunately, is that when we come back home, our qualifications and our time over there is recognized. But construction workers don't get that. So there's a first step. Let's recognize every day and hour that a construction worker, a plumber, a carpenter, a tradie out there, recognize their time. Bring them back and say, look, we'll stand over that. Your qualifications stand here. Simple things like that need to be done. 700,000 in advertising in Canada and Australia makes no sense. We got to have the T's and C's correct to come back home. And it's not just the draw of family. There has to be the economic argument.
Yeah, is that the case, Martin, for a lot of your colleagues that are coming back, whether they be plumbers, electricians, whatever their profession, are they coming back and then skills not recognised?
Well, I haven't met any of such that has come back. I mean, have gone and got to stay. But the problem is, I find nowadays with younger lads, coming up at Princeton, they don't want to do overtime. They don't want to work a basic 39-hour week, get paid on a Friday even. That's it. They won't work a Saturday, they won't work late in the evening. That's just the way they're gone. That's the generation we have today in Ireland that are actually working as apprentice plumbers now. They don't want to do overtime because they want to get out, spend their money, have a good time. They don't want to waste their time.
Well, maybe they're right. Maybe they have the work-life balance better.
Yeah, that's the way they want. They won't work overtime. They won't work on a Saturday. He said, no, they're going off to Alabama, have a good time with their mates and
not doing it.
Living it up.
That's it. Yeah, listener making the point.
That's what's wrong. That's why there's so many that's why things are taking so long to get done as well. Because they won't bring the extra time to, you know, get the job finished.
Listener makes the point here, you know, where are these tradespeople? Where are they supposed to live when they do come back to Ireland? Sure, if they have any luck in finding a house far more expensive than Australia relative to the quality of life. I'd much rather spend £1,000 a month in Australia than I would spending €1,000 living in Ireland. Shauna Doyle is with me on the line today. Shauna is a tarmac contractor. Shauna, like, are your friends, your colleagues in the same line of work as you, will big flashy advertising campaigns, is that the big billboards, the social media posts, is that what will take them home?
It's so hard to say. Like what the guys have all been saying, they're all very valid points. I think we need to work on keeping them here in the first place. I totally agree that everyone needs to, you know, travel abroad, see the world, but maybe more so in the terms of a career break. I think the government definitely needs to focus on keeping young people in the trades here in the first place. I work with the Department of Education on trying to encourage people into apprenticeships coming out of school. So the Building Heroes, it's a great initiative to focus on kids and parents, teachers, to really work on getting them into apprenticeships. But then it's about keeping them here. I think once they're qualified, it's very hard to keep people here the way the country has gone. But I do agree that people need to travel as well. So it is, I'm quite torn on it.
So it's, when you say that we need to keep them here, do you mean in terms of trying to make the rent affordable, ability to buy a house at some point? All of these sort of factors?
Yeah, like have some sort of incentives to stay here. It's very hard if you're, say, 23, 24, newly qualified, to see a promising future. So I think they do need to focus on that side too. We want to keep our qualified people here and not be losing them. And it's all very well trying to get them back, but that's going to be a struggle. So if we can keep them here in the first place, I think that's a good place to start.
You're sort of involved in that, Conor, aren't you? Conor Doolan is Éireann Ó Éireann's apprentice manager, or training manager, I should say. Like, you're now in the line of work of actually trying to upskill the next generation to stay in the country and follow trades.
Yes, that's correct, Andrew. Yeah. So, like that last lady said, it's all about, like, you know, investing time, money, resources into these people, and of course you want to keep them. You don't want to see them going across these. You want to keep the, I suppose, the talent. If you spend 4 years training people and they're learning from the best in the business, you want to keep that knowledge, retain that knowledge and pass that knowledge on to the next generation. So again, you know, incentives like, say, you know, career breaks. If someone does want to go, like, and explore the world, that, you know, at least in order they can come back to, you know, to a job. That's one way you could do it. And obviously then as well, job progression would be a big thing. Like, you know, in incentives for people, like, the, you know, go through the ranks to become, like, you know, serve your time, then become like a team leader, a supervisor, a manager, and work your way, because you can see, like, a brighter future ahead then. But some people are very happy just, you know, to get a good stable job. I had never interest in traveling abroad. You know, I got my apprenticeship, I got my job at Éireann Ó Éireann, and I stayed there and you know, I climbed the ranks, and I'm quite happy with the decision I made. So, you know, there's a lot of people like that as well. But then again, there's other people, you know, and they want to travel, they want to go across. And I suppose when they go across, then it's very hard to get them back, because as it's been spoken about already, you know, the cost of living and the housing, where are these people going to live? Like,
well, that's the big question.
I feel for people, like, you know, I wouldn't like to be jumping on the property ladder again, you know.
It's really pulling on the heartstrings, isn't it, Suzanne? You know, like the logo, you've built Sydney, now come and build back home.
Yeah, hi, Andrea.
I'm
good, thanks. And can I just say, so I'm late to the call, we absolutely need to encourage them to stay in Ireland, but we need to encourage, I think, more women and more young people into it to begin with, and then try keep them in Ireland. And the career break is a great idea. Go travel and come back. There's a job here for you. But like everyone else said, there needs to be more than just a job. They need to be able to get a house. They need somewhere to live. They need to be able to socialise.
Well, you'd like to think at some point in your life, I mean, I don't think anyone thinks they're going to come out of college and afford this, but you'd like to think by the time you hit 40 that you might have some prospect of being able to buy something small.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it needs to go way back. Instead of just bringing people back, we need to start younger and encourage people into the trade. I know that's been done recently, but I'm talking like go down to, you know, primary school level and start. Because if you can get kids into something and it's acceptable, it'll be the norm. And we don't have enough people in trade anyway. So, like, the whole thing needs to be looked at.
Listener,
but look, if we can bring them back, bring them back.
Well, funny, just on that, a listener says, I came back from Australia 4 years ago. I had to pay €4,000 per ticket for a digger dumper to get the exact same tickets that I paid for Australia, says this listener. Another listener got in touch on this to say, we've no place to live, fuel prices rising, other public transport sure doesn't function properly. If they want to raise these prices, they need to offer some alternatives. How in the name of God are we supposed to function at all? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Keep your thoughts coming into us today. Spending just over €400,000 on this advertising campaign to try and attract our tradespeople in the States, New Zealand, Australia, Vancouver, to try and get them all back to the Emerald Isle.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
No matter what's on your plate or your mind this holiday season, the UPS Store wants to help. With our pack and ship guarantee, we're helping gifts arrive safely to guarantee more.
They know me so well. Picture perfect gifts.
We're helping guarantee more smiles with our pack and ship guarantee. If we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Stop by your local The UPS Store for holiday help shipping holiday gifts. Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details.